Ryan Steinkamp, head coach for Kemper Catholic football, coming off of a 35-0 win over Grandview Christian. Coach, first of all, thanks for the time. Obviously, another dominant performance for you to open up the postseason. Tell me a little bit about it and kind of, you know, what you saw from your team that stood out to you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. You know, Grandview Christian was a really good team. They were well coached. Their kids played really hard. Our kids just battled. You know, I thought our defense played really well. Offense took care of business, you know, capitalized on some possessions that were able to help us pull away.
You guys just kind of have had maybe the same kind of, you know, formula all throughout the year. You kind of get out early. Your defense just smothers them. I mean, that's kind of what went down again this past Friday. How has your team been able to be so consistent, you know, week to week the way that they've been?
I think it's just the mindset they had too. You know, the kids put a lot of time and effort into practice and prepping for teams. And just, you know, we had the mentality of, you know, next guy in, next play. Everybody just ready to go and locked in on the same page.
Mm-hmm. How about the experience that you have? You know, obviously under center, everybody kind of knows about that. But you got, you know, senior receivers, junior running back, you know, offensive line. Just kind of looking, it looks like the big numbers, you're mostly kind of young there. So I guess speak to the leadership there that you've had. And then also looks like maybe some O-line and D-line have been stepping up.
Yeah, you know, we've had some great leaders from our captains too. You know, we don't have big numbers senior wise, but those guys make a huge impact with their leadership abilities too. And the younger guys have done a good job of following their leadership and, you know, just getting everybody on the same page and getting that mindset when we're playing football.
Mm-hmm. Has there been anything this year that has surprised you at all? I mean, you came back with quite a lot of talent, but the way that you guys have just handled business week to week, is any of it surprised you, or do you kind of see all this coming?
You know, you never know until the game happens too, but I've been really proud of our kids, you know, how they treat each week, how they treat each opponent. You know, we had a great offseason, good camp. We're still practicing hard, working on the basics. We talked a lot about, you know, our goal each week, you know, is to control the controllables and to get better from the previous week too. That's the only thing that's the kids for, and they've done a great job of answering that.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to OABCIG now, coming to town on Friday. They actually had the lead at halftime, 16-14. You guys were able to, you know, really kind of smother them there defensively the final, you know, the final two quarters. So, you know, take us back to that game a little bit, and maybe, you know, what changed there at halftime with your defense, and also, you know, what changed overall, what was the difference?
Yeah, I mean, OABC is a really good team, got some really good players too. A lot of it, you know, was just they made more plays than us. You know, at halftime, we talked a lot about just playing with heart and tackling, and the kids were able to do that in the second half too. So, yeah, definitely a really good opponent. It's a great opportunity for our guys.
What is it about OABCIG that, you know, stands out to you?
Yeah, you know, they're obviously well coached. They have some, you know, they have really good players at all three levels on the line. Linebackers, running backs, and skilled players too. So just a lot to prepare for, and it really comes down to execution on our part.
When it comes to this game, yeah, you mentioned execution being a big part of that. Anything else that, you know, really would be key for you guys specific to this matchup?
Oh, we talk a lot about communication and execution. You know, when we see things, we're trusting it. We're talking. You know, we're making the right calls. Or we're focused on down and distance. It's all little things that, you know, we've been practicing each and every week too, and it's just going out there and doing them together as a team on Friday night.
Ryan Steinkamp, head coach for Kemper. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and we wish you guys the best on Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me.